Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled, O Unais, Do What I Ordered You to Do. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrated from Mecca to Medina, the families of Medina were overjoyed. They rejoiced at the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and welcomed him with gifts. Among those families who were very happy was the family of a woman named Sulaim. And it was said about her, Sulaim, that she was clever and understanding, and she loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Sulaim radiallahu anha, she noticed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not have a servant or a worker to do this for him or that for him. So what did she do radiallahu anha? She took her son Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who was around 10 years old at that time. She took him to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, accept this young son of mine as a servant to undertake your daily tasks, and how happy will you make this woman. Subhanallah al-Azim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted her offer. Anas reports that one day he sent me to do something, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Anas to do something. And Anas said, I will not go, but in my heart I felt that I should go to do what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded me to do. So I went out and came across boys who were playing in the street. But all of a sudden, the Messenger of Allah, who had come from behind, caught me by the back of my neck. And when I looked at him, he was laughing. He said, go where I ordered you, Unais. And Unais means little Anas. I replied, yes, I'm going, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, I swear by Allah, I served him for 9 years. And he never once said about something I had done, why did you do such and such? Or about a thing that I had not done, why did you not do such and such? And my dear brothers and sisters, think about the etiquette of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not tell off Anas radiallahu anhu. He did not lose his temper with Anas radiallahu anhu. He did not admonish him. He did not use harsh words with him, but quite the opposite. He looked at Anas, and Anas had not done something he was meant to do, and he smiled at him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we learn from this story, my dear brothers and sisters, the supreme manners and etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who neither hit any of his servants or slaves nor lost his temper with them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, as he said, to perfect righteous manners, and he was the best in manners, in speech and action. We ask Allah to make us from those who take the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the example in belief, speech and action. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.